would like to come back when you level up. I made a change, stay the same, I got
top
it.
Top of the morning. Let's talk to the So, this is what we're going to get on today. We're going to get real into it and move it real fast this morning. So, I got this tea that I done put together, this homemade brew. So it's real good at cleansing you out. If you got a problem boo-booing, yeah, to cleanse you out real quick. That's what this tea will do. It's going to cleanse you out. But the main part of it is, what you need is you need to get you some neem powder and some turmeric powder. Y'all all right out there? I hope y'all can hear me. I hope everything is good. The call in, the guest call in is 914-205-5502. You're on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. So I got this tea cleansing, right? So let's go. You go flush you out 5 to 10 minutes. Everybody done dropped it on. They're going to drop that load. So then within 45 minutes to an hour, you're going to have a real good clarity, too. You will be alert and real clear. So that's what we want, starting off our day, starting off our morning. So we're about to turn up on the morning drip from now on. So I'm going to start doing the show every day. And then I want y'all to start following me on my IG and my TikTok at Suleiman Bey and my YouTube at Suleiman Bey. I'm going to start turning up with the infomercials, to start giving y'all information, giving y'all game every day, giving y'all what y'all could use. Stuff that I'm paying for, I'm going to give it to you for free. Because I know how the law of reciprocation works. You feel me? I know how the universe works. I'm going to give that to y'all. And all y'all can just keep following me. You can just tell your folks to keep following me. These folks will give me some advertisements or something like that. They'll pay me some kind of way. I get some money on the back end. You feel me? So, you know, I'm going to give you jewels. I'm going to drop jewels on you. You feel me? I'm going to let you get into my, you know, where I get my tips and my portfolio building up at. So, that's what we're going to get into today. So, what you gonna do with what you got? That's one of the questions today. What you gonna do with what you got? Is you gonna hoard it? Is you gonna hold on to it for later? Are you gonna grow it? How? When? Is it diversified what you're doing? A lot of times we get to a track, we're on one track. Is it diversified? Because shit, everything has an up and a downside. So is it diversified? So when the downside comes on one, you got something else going. So that's what this is about. So the word today is tolerance. Woo, the word of the day today is tolerance. And I bear witness with that word today. It's a blessing to be alive this morning. I'm doing a lot to the Most High for that. Let me get my random out. Let's see what it is. Tolerance. A fair and objective attitude toward those whose opinions, practices, race, religion, nationality, etc. differ from one's own. Again, tolerance is a fair and objective attitude toward those whose opinions, practices, race, religion, nationality, etc. differ from one's own. And that's deep right there. We be lacking that. Yeah, we lack that amongst ourselves. And we got all the distrust in us, all the way we mentioned. We got all the distrust in self and kind, so it's real hard. It is real hard to even get information to the people, other than trying to get to some bread. That's all they're thinking about, trying to get to some bread. But what you going to do with that bread? If they're giving away fake money, what you going to do? Can you turn it into something? Do you know how to follow the money? There's money being spent out there. Millionaires being men. Is your position changing? Are you just out there running around in the circle doing the same thing? But all around you, people are getting to it. You feel me? I got a 21-month example. A 21-month example. So, yeah, I got a stock portfolio with 25 companies in my, this is my stock portfolio alone. And it's worth at least five figures at the least. So I got a cryptocurrency portfolio. Worth at least five figures by itself. And I own two properties. You feel me? So I just look at stuff like that, you know, two properties. I see y'all. I see y'all. Thank you for tapping me in. Yes, and I got three businesses that I run. So, hey, that's 21 months. So if you can't do it, I don't know what to tell you. And that ain't even having described or tell you where I've come from. So, hey, it's a possible. But what are you searching for? Anybody searching for the quick fix? The quick fix comes, but it always dissipates. It always disappears. It always comes with headache, up and down, up and down, up and down. Stability, longevity. Yeah, longevity. Having a vision, being a visionary. Being able to put down, you looking 10 years ahead and 20 years ahead, 30 years ahead. And you see, what I'm doing, I'm trying to put away generational wealth. I'm trying to get my portfolio built up to where the people that come behind me have come home, born into a silver spoon. That's right, because the earth is plentiful enough. So I'm putting down my degrees and doing what I have to do for them. See, I already went through the foolishness. I already went through all that area and trying to showboat and do all that. Man, this stuff don't mean nothing on the credit side of life. And then you got a lot of different, you got a lot of different ways to get to it. A lot of people, have different views on that, So that's why that word tolerance is there. When other people's opinion the way, hey, to each his own. The Quran says, to you your way, to me mine. Do what you feel necessary for you to do. That's between you and yourself. That's what you feel me? But what's working for me is sticking to my script, sticking to putting me into myself, you feel me? Putting me into what I've learned. And it's working for me. So what I'm here to do is give you guys information based on what's working for me. Because everybody needs an example. Me need a guide. He needs a follower. We need the example. We want somebody to show him. You feel me? Well, everybody don't show it the same way. You feel me? Everybody don't show it the same way. So the people that I get information from, they don't show it like how Negroes show it. Negroes want to show you bling bling and blah blah. They want to show you the stuff that means nothing. You feel me? So I'm talking about assets. You feel me? I'm talking about where you could be cash poor but assets rich. Yeah, so Michael Jackson passed away. $500 million in debt, cash debt. Man, the day he died, he was out of debt. Maybe assets was worth too much. So that's what this is about. So don't judge the book by the cover. You got to read the book. The book has all kinds of ingredients in it, all kinds of nutrients, all kinds of game in the book. You're just judging the book by the cover. It got to have something in between the lines that you can use, something that you didn't know, something that you can add on to your building. And that's another thing, the foundation. You're not laying down no foundation. You're just running around, not putting in enough. You got to lay down a foundation. Like I said, 21 months putting down a foundation into myself, putting it in peanuts. That's what a friend told me, peanuts. You feel me? Well, guess what I did with them peanuts that I was getting? I was getting fed peanuts, y'all. Guess what? The peanuts turns into cashews. Yeah, I don't need peanuts. Now they're cashews. So that's the thing about that. So you got to be able to, this is the information age now. So what I'm going to start doing is, hey, every day I got information for you. I'm going to give you some game. I'm going to give you some news that you can use. That's what this is about. I'm going to give you some news that you can use, something that can help you build your portfolio, build yourself up. And listen, you got to pay for that game. I'm just telling you, you somewhere down the line, you have to pay to know. And that's just how it goes. So you go keep looking for all the free stuff that you want to, and then you just keep looking at your situation. You keep looking for all the free stuff. You feel me? But it has to be given out. It has to be given out. And like I said, I understand the laws of the universe. So that's what this is about here. Okay, so they have some stock tickers. They have some stock tickers. And one I was looking at that was sent to me from a research engine group that I use in my portfolio building. Like I said, I have a diversified portfolio. I have stocks in different industries, from clean air to cryptos. I have stocks in cryptos energy, like I said, and artificial intelligence, different stuff, semiconductor companies and stuff, because those are the companies that make a lot of the stuff with this 5G and all this technology and stuff. So just one company, just based off my study. Now, I'm real good with graphs. I can look at something, go in there, boom, boom, pick it out, and make something happen with it, whether it's a, you know, I'm good with graphs, just put it that way. I could look at something and tell you where it's going and get in and get some money out there, and I'll be a witness to that. And this company, I was studying a few on them. They was talking about Verizon, IBM, them established companies. They'll always be there, and they'll have strong stocks, especially going into what we're going into now, this new age. But this company, Broadcom, AVGO is the ticker that it goes under. And it's for most people, it's probably high stock. It's for about $448 today to $450 a share. So let's just say if you're a poor Negro, let's just say if you're a poor Negro like me, you only got $450. Buy me one share. I'm not tripping off that. Buy me one share. Yeah, some people say, oh, man, I'll wait till I got you. You always want to wait. See, that's you want to wait. If I'm going to be on mine now, so I'm going to put mine in there. Right, but what I looked at it is it's 448 to 450. But in each of the last cycles, which is the last quarter cycles, I just was able to see something in there. I was able to see where in every 90 days this company is a cash flow. Every 90 days you could get 10% out of this company. So you do your own numbers. Where you put 4,500 or 45,000, you could get 10% off this company every 90 days. Now, what you take and do with that 10%? You got to when you get your boom, you make your money. Now you got to take that and reinvest into it in something else to add on to your portfolio. You see, being 25 turns into 30, 40, 50. Next thing you know, you got multiple stocks. You got to know how to go in there and which ones. I try to take ones just for the long haul, but there's still the sums I could get dividends off, some that I can take money off of like this one every 9 days for them to just sit there. And it just go, you go look up and just go, boom. So my experience, like I said, I bought information from the research groups. It's a lot of them out there. Legacy, Stansbury, it's all kinds of them, man. They want their chalupas. So in this area, that's what you got to do. You got to be diligent in searching. You get on the computer, your phones, and search for the right things. And go into these companies and look in their directories where it say about us and all the information that they got down there. You just be trying to get to the product, but you're supposed to. You're a consumer. You've been taught to be a consumer, which brings me to the point. Do you really know what a consumer is? Now, that's some things that I can help you out with there, too. Teaching me what a consumer is, because see, you have to come to the sources of information to understand that. Now, that's what we deal with dictionaries here. We deal with etymology. We deal with words. So you need to find out what a consumer is. And then you need to go from there. Now, that company ticker, again, is AVGO. It's a semiconductor. It's for Broadcom. It's a semiconductor and software company. Like I said, semiconductors. What they have to use for the technology. So everybody trying to buy the technology itself, but the software and the chips and all that stuff that go to it, you want to be in on that. Because, of course, they go boom. They need it. They need it more than the product itself. Okay? So that's how they go. Okay. So now, about foundations. Man, we got to lay foundations now, man. We talk about building portfolios. So the crypto game, some people call it, Forex, futures trading, is the futures. Okay, there's a lot of money. It's a lot of money in that. People are making lots of money. You just got to be able to sit on your computer, your phone, and watch the market, and watch what's going on, and take in and take out, and get money and get percentages. This is about percentages. See. So if I got, let me give you a thing, that AVGO company, the stock what I just gave you. So I've seen it just from my eye, every 90 days, 10%. So it's at 448 to 450. So it's going to go back to about between 480 and 490 within 90 days. Now that could be tomorrow, that could be all the way in 90 days, whatever. You'll get 10%. So if you put 450 in there, you get $45. That don't seem like a lot, but if you got 10 of those in your pyramid, if you have 10 of those 10% winners every 90 days, now you got $450 every 90 days. That's $1,800 for the year on that pyramid. Now, if you put $4,500, You know, you put a zero on that. If you put 45,000, you get another zero on that. You see, you get 10%. You can get your 10% back. So, looks like insignificant, but it's a lot. Now, that's just on your stocks. That's just on your stock. That's just on your stocks. So, if I got 25 stocks and I could get an average of 10% out of them, every 90 days, if I get 5% out of 25 stocks every 90 days, okay, you do that math. That's for you to do. Don't be all in my numbers trying to do my math, but do your math and tell me what you're going to do. Now, crypto. So now let's go to crypto because I got a portfolio of them too. Yeah, I got some. I don't even know all what they do. I got tokens. I got the cryptos and I got the tokens. I got token coins. This thing jumped over. Boom, boom, boom. I got some. I been renting them out. That's right. I been renting them out and I'm getting interest off of them and all kinds of stuff. How about that? You see how you generate money, generate wealth? That's what this is about. And then so I go in there, go into my portfolio, go in there, pull out, go in there and look for a little bit, see where I could go take money. I don't have to put it in my pocket for money. I take the assets that I have, the size of stuff I have, upgrade, downsize, or whatever, to buy more of what I need to add on. That's what a trustee does with a trust. You're going to build that trust. The trust don't stay the same. No, the trustee is supposed to build that trust up. It's supposed to buy and sell. You need to make that trust so the beneficiaries can benefit. Okay, that's what this is about. So I'm expanding myself, expanding my mind. You feel me? That's what this is about right now. All right? So Legal Empowerment Group. So my Legal Empowerment Group, legalempowerment group101.com. I'm doing a lot of different legal work. Which includes credit repair and credit builder. So I'm on top of that stuff right now. And listen, I can get stuff removed for you quick. I don't play no games. Man, you got to know how, you got to understand language and the codes, and that's what we do good. So when I say quick, I'm like, your stuff will come off your report so fast, you will think it was, you will think the flu flam happened, but you will be thankful. Yeah, it's going to come off your stuff fast. We're talking clear 90 days. You have all your whole package clear. So listen, it's time to step up. It's time to come together, and we got to get this denial of self and kind out of our just distrust. You got to build. Listen, you have to sit down with yourself and your family and put a plan together. Man, there's too much going on out here in the world, man. And we sitting at home with our own people and don't even have a plan together. Everybody running out bow-legged. Everybody running sideways with a different scheme and a different plan. And in the end, everybody's still fucked up. Yeah, I said it. That's right. And everybody faking on the outside like they're doing good. But on the inside, is you doing good? And what I mean is on the inside of your vault. Man, people, you could go buy cars and clothes and all that and stunt and then shine out. Man, who gives a shit about that? Man, them Chinese millions don't give a shit about that. Man, they're wearing clothes from Walmart. Man, I remember the Chinese and Judy's over there. Judy's. Dirty D. Man, and Judy's been wearing clothes from Walmart. And got their chalupas. So, yeah, we're into the wrong things, man. So, that's what this is about here. So, let me get into these readings real quick. Let me get into some readings. Yeah, I'm gonna pull out some more stuff for you guys so I can give you out of the other area on some cryptos. I'm gonna give you some cryptos and some tokens and something that you can use to put into your portfolio. Now you can't sit back and think, oh, I gotta have a certain amount, man. Put what you can in. It's about building up a portfolio. When you play Monopoly and you're rolling around, you can't just be rolling the dice. You got to buy something. You got to buy something. You got to understand that. You just because somebody else got one of them, you need to get one. You need to roll around and try to get you a piece of every little square around there, just one. You ain't rolling that seat, I'm going to give you the key. See, like you're trying to get all one property. I don't care. I just need to roll the dice in every spot. I need to get one. That way I know I have an interest. That's right. I have an interest. I don't care what else is going on. Everybody can squabble, do all what they're going to do, but I'm going to sit back and I'm going to play where I have leverage. Yeah, so y'all better wake up out there playing games with yourself. And you can look up and you're not going to have nothing. You're not going to have nothing. You got to diversify. You got to build. You feel me? So this ain't no short-term goal. You feel me? This a marathon, man. All these quarter horses, man. I done seen them all the time, man. I seen a whole bunch of quarter horses that still ain't here, man. And then they in, they gone. You feel me? Then they gone, man. They want to make the mistake. They want to make the mistake. They think they know better than the person who created the game. Man, that's crazy. You feel me? Man, you better be content. You feel me? You better have some tolerance. I understand, hey, other people can do what they want. I said, hey, to you, your way. But I got my way. My way working for me. 21 months. You feel me? After being gone for 14 years. You feel me? In the 14 years that I was gone, the people that I left for 14 years, guess what? If we have to get side by side and put our stuff together, they not nowhere further than me. I might be better off. I'm not just going to say that, you feel me, to harm nobody, but I might be better off in my positioning. That's why in my positioning, in my foundation of what I have laid down, you feel me, that's there, stability there, you feel me, I could go in and out of there as I need, you feel me, yeah, that's something I could go inside of there and I could pull out of there, but I don't need to, you feel me, because of the foundation I laid. So the foundation laid the way, I don't have to worry about mortgages and rents and all that type of stuff. Some people do, you feel me? But I don't, because the foundation I laid, so that's areas where I could redirect. You feel me? I could redirect. And then other things that I got going on where that those resources are being redirected into my way so I can channel them the right way for the future. That's what this is about, because everybody get to some money, whether they work, hustle, however you call it, hustle, the hustle. Everybody get to money, but what you do with money? You feel me? Because you show yourself all the time. What you have shows results. How long you been doing what you've been doing? How long has that been going on? How long have you been in your mode? And what do you got? That's it. That's how it is. So when you be around people who in stupid mode, like when I was going away, I was in people who was, you couldn't even open your mouth to talk about anything because they was that. So you just go on and be humble. So, man, Kendrick Lamar, yeah, be humble, man. That's right. Sit down, man. Be humble. You can get yourself together where you really can feel it. Too many people want to get some enough money to buy some Gucci, then go buy some Gucci. Nah, you got to stack to where you can afford to wear that every day. So you got to sacrifice. So that could be a part of your means if that's what you like. Why would you, if something you like, you want to go on and be able to have it every so often? Nah, if it's something that you like, if it's an acquired taste of yours, it's supposed to be a part of your life every day. So you got to sacrifice for that, man. That's right. You got to sacrifice to be able to come out of Gucci loafers every day, different kind. You feel me? To be able to be when you're in that ride that you're in, to really be able to feel that. Not just it's something that people see and think you own, but if you go have a wreck, you can't go rush straight back and get another one. You feel me? So you got to set up for that. You feel me? If that's what you want to be home. So, like I said, a lot of people, money runs through their hands, running in the ghettos and community, millions of dollars going through your hands. You've been out there 10, 20, 30 years running around. Man, you've been running around, you've been honing and doing what you've been doing 10, 20 years. You feel me? You've been gunning and running and gunning 10, 20 years. Man, millions been coming through. How much do you got? How much are you worth? What assets do you have? Guns and butter, baby. Okay. So let's get into the reasons, the teachings of Noble Jewel. Y'all feeling good out there? Man, I hope my cousin is listening out there. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I hope the Prince Hakeem is out there. You feel me? Young Galen. Yeah, I hope you're out there, man. On the low this morning, man. I hope y'all blessed. You feel me? Getting to it, man, in them trucks out there. You feel me? Getting to it out there on the West Coast, man. I'm being the Yahushua, man, the Messiah out there for him, man. Breathe on him, man, with the holy breath, man. Show him the way out there, man. People lost, man. They wavered, man. They need to be driven back to the light, man. But we're going to get into the teachings now. Yahushua, what y'all call Jesus. So the friendship of Yahushua and Rama. Yahushua explains to Lamas the meaning of truth. Among the priests of Jagannath was one who loved the Jewish boy. Lamas Bonas was the name by which the priest was known. One day, as Yahushua and Lamas walked alone in Plaza Jagannath, Lamas said, "My Jewish master, what is truth?" And Yahushua said, "Truth is the only thing that changes not. In all the world, there are two things. The one is truth, the other is falsehood. And falsehood is that which seems to be. Now, truth is ought and has no cause, and yet it is the cause of everything. Falsehood is not, and yet it is the manifest of right. Whatever has been made will be unmade. That which begins must end. All things that can be seen by human eyes are manifest of ought, are not, and so must pass away. The pains we see are but reflexes, just appearing, while the ether vibrates so and so, and when conditions change, they disappear. The holy breath is truth, is that which was and is and evermore shall be. It cannot change nor pass away. Lama said, you answer well. Now what is man? And Yahushua said, man is the truth and falsehood strangely mixed. Man is the breath made flesh. So truth and falsehood are conjoined in him, and then they strive, and not goes down, and man as truth abides. Again, Lamas asked, what do you say of power? And Yahushua said, it is a manifest, is the result of force, it is but not, it is illusion, nothing more. Force changes not, but power changes as the ethers change. Force is the will of Allah, and is omnipotent, and power is that will and manifest, directed by the breath. There is a power in the winds, a power in the waves, a power in the lightning stroke, a power in the human arm, a power in the eye. The ethers cause these powers to be in thought of Elohim, of angel, man, or other thinking things, directs the force. When it had done its work, the power is no more. Again, Lama's asked of understanding, what have you to say? And Yahushua said, it is the rock on which man builds himself. It is the glasses of the ot and of the not. Of falsehood and of truth. It is the knowledge of the lower self, the sensing of the powers of man himself. Again, Lamas asked, of wisdom, what have you to say? And Yahushua said, it is the consciousness that man is Ot, but Allah and man are one, that not is not, that power is but illusion, that heaven and earth and hell are not above, around, below, but in, when in the light of Ot becomes not in Allah at all. Lamas asked, pray, what is faith? And Yahushua said, faith is the surety of the omnipotence of Allah in man, the certainty that man will reach deific life. Salvation is a ladder reaching from the heart of man to the heart of Allah. It has three steps. Belief is first, and this is what man thinks, perhaps, is truth. And faith is next, and this is what man knows is truth. Fruition is the last, and this is man himself, the truth. Belief is lost in faith, and in fruition, faith is lost. And man is saved when he has reached deific life, when he and Allah are one. Okay, that was the one. Now that holy, now this we got the holy covenant of the Asiatic nation. So I'm trying to figure out why are the brothers, the families fighting? Why are the Abrahamic faiths are so at odds? It's so much discord, so much hate. Why can't we put love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice? Ain't that how it's supposed to be? So I'm just, this holy covenant explains it. A holy covenant of the Asiatic nation. You are the children of one father, provided for by his care, and the breast of one mother has given you suck. Let the bonds of affection therefore unite thee with thy brothers, that peace and happiness may dwell in thy father's house. And when you separate in the world, remember the relation that bindeth you to love and unity, and prefer not a stranger before thy own blood. If thy brother is in adversity, assist him. If thy sister is in trouble, forsake her not. So shall the fortunes of thy father contribute to the support of his whole race, and his care be continued to you all, and your love to each other. And that's how it's supposed to be. Nobody left behind. So I say that to say this. So I had a long life of running around on the streets, neglecting my home with my siblings, and you know, calling my mama hell. You know, I went through all that, man, being a burden, being a curse instead of a blessing. You know, I went through all that, and I learned my lessons from that. And I learned my lesson: you can't keep doing the same stuff over and over and again. And especially if you have children, and you have people looking up to you and people need you, can't keep doing the same thing. You can't keep putting yourself in those positions that something where you could be taken away or you're needed at. So being away from my family and my people showed me how much I was needed and how much more harm I caused by doing what I was doing. We always say, oh, we're doing this for them. We're trying to help them and do so, but you're not. You're harming them and you're harming yourself. That's what you're doing, because you're going to lose more than you ever was going to gain. That's just the way it is. You're going to lose more than you was ever going to gain. I can't get back none of those years. I don't have none of those bonds and relationships. They're all broken. I have to build new bonds and relationships. And then those are not even solid. You feel when people don't even know you, people try to use and abuse you, or you just go through different things. You feel me? So you got to keep going through things. You have a foundation. So that stuff is irreplaceable. You can't get that stuff back, so you got to learn. You got to grow. You got to do more things. How do you learn? Your knowledge. That's what learning is about. Now, lack of knowledge is why people fail and why people die.